This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue says the United States has made progress with trade agreements and broadband during his tenure. Secretary Perdue says the United States, Mexico, and Canada trade agreement was an improvement for farmers.
This was an agreement that had been done 25 years ago, and we were somewhat concerned when the president talked about withdrawing from NAFTA. But when we visited with him, he gave us the opportunity to get a better deal, and I think we have. In many respects, we've modernized it from a technology perspective and solidified those number one and two customers there on the northern southern border.
Perdue says this agreement can be enforced.
Bob Lighthizer, our trade ambassador, got an enforceable agreement. If Canada now wants to go around and circumvent that agreement with its Class 7 milk or those kind of things, we've got the ability to go and to sue them with very enforceable agreement.
He adds there were several other trade agreements that were improved as well.
The Japan agreement was, there was concern about withdrawing from TPP. But why should the largest customer of these countries be treated the same as 11 other countries of very minor types of things? So we got a better deal that way. A Korean deal was settled as well. As well as in the Indo-Pacific, from Thailand and Vietnam and others.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Raider Auction Company, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, will conduct a winter farm equipment auction Friday, December 18th, 8 a.m. Central Time, selling tractors, combines, corn and grain heads, drills, hay and tilling equipment, planters, rotary mowers, spray equipment, industrial equipment, and hundreds of items sale day. Raider Auction Company, that's R-O-E-D-E-R. Annual Winter Farm Auction, Friday, December 18th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, or at proxybid.com or equipmentfacts.com. Find more at RaiderAuctionCompany.com.